Good morning, folks. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist, on Twitter. I am enjoying the air, really lazy, just off the list. And I thought I'd make this recording while I have a few minutes spare. So, I was going to make it up when I got into town, but what happened was I was walking down Grafton Street and there was trucks everywhere. They normally do their deliveries and stuff that early in the morning, so it was hard to hear myself with all the sirens and beeping and whatever else. So, anyway, you join me here, and I was going to make a bit of an audio. Basically, I want to address the thing about, well, the topic, I suppose, about adoption. I myself am adopted. My mother, which was being my adoptive mother, she's also adopted. And I've always been told from a very early age that I was adopted and that's fine. And I didn't, I guess when I was told first, I would have been about four. I didn't really understand. You know, they tried to explain to me, but still didn't really understand. So as I got older, I obviously understood. But I always felt, I don't know, that there was something missing. You know, it's like you have a jigsaw and all the pieces are all muddled up. And then you build the jigsaw, but you're missing a few little pieces. So that's how it always felt. I always wondered where I was born. I've always wondered what my mother looked like, what my father looked like. Who did I look like? Did I look like her? Did I look like him? Did they think of me? Why did they give me up? That kind of thing. And that was fine. And I always had these questions. But that was fine. I wasn't going to look for them because I thought they've have their reasons why they didn't want to bring me up. And that was fine. And I got to the age of 18, I say. Maybe I was 18 or 19. And my mum and dad, being my adoptive parents, got a phone call. And basically, the social worker wanted to meet them. And the social worker then informed them that my birth mother had been in touch. And she wanted to let me know that she wanted to be there and she wanted to meet me and she was interested, so to speak. So that was fine. And my mum, my adoptive mum and dad, told me. And we started to correspond via letter through this social worker. I'd give the letters to the social worker. She'd then give them on to my birth mother. Anyway, this went on for a series of months. And then a meeting took place. I was in this room with a social worker. I got there first. About 10-15 minutes later, my mum came in. And it was the most surreal experience of my life. In comes this very young woman. And we just looked the same. Obviously, she looked older than me, but she looked... It was like your arm was detached for years and you... Or your arm was there and you had no feeling, and then this woman comes in and it's like everything you've ever hoped for came true. And there she was, and we hugged and we talked and we went through the reasons why she did, and turns out she had another child many years later, and she showed me pictures of him. And again, he looked really similar to how I used to look. It was really weird. But anyway, we used to meet up every month or so. And then circumstances changed. And I think possibly I wanted more out of this than she did. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in the end. She couldn't contact, and I'd no way of contacting her. And I still think about her a lot. I've never met my birth father. Always had an interest too, but I know he lives in Wales, I think. And I think he has his own family and his own children, and I don't want to disrupt that. I don't want to upset anyone. And maybe again, I'd love to, but I've been through the upset of losing a birth mother and it not working out. And I do think of her. I often think about her, and I know I probably shouldn't. But sorry about the noise, the cars that go past me here. I guess I just wish things were different, because she really, it really was, you know, like getting the piece to your jigsaw, like getting the feel of your arm or something or whatever. Yeah, I just wanted to explain from adoptive child's perspective, the feeling of when you do meet that parent for the first time and how you feel. I'll just never forget her walking in and me looking at her and her looking at me, and she hasn't seen me since I was a very young child. The feelings were all there and it was very real. It was very, yeah, unique, I think. So anyway, I'll cut this short because I'm at work now, so I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Take care, bye.